Well, it's Monday evening again, and I know that you're going to be very unhappy to hear that it's time for our little program of fun and frolic. We're going to be here for the next... They're setting up the studio, getting ready for all the big stars here that will be visiting with us. Willard Scott is here.
I dropped my gum in the trash can.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
I thought you were setting up the studio.
Find it.
And it should be a very interesting week. We're getting off to a bad start as usual. So,
here it is over here.
You're going to eat all... Just a stick of gum. Why don't you let it go? I mean, for heaven's sake.
Let's go to the new frontier, man.
And you never know who's going to be dropping in on the Joy Boys program.
I think somebody's banging on the door.
I got the general. Come in, please.
Yeah.
Come in.
Here's me.
Yes.
Oh!
But you take it easy with the door. It's not paid for yet.
Got quite a big
yes.
vacuum sling there.
Can I ask you what you're doing here? I mean, this is a radio studio, and we're about to go on the air.
I was hoping you could help me out a little bit, if you don't mind. I was supposed to be a surprise guest on It Could Be You. And, you know, I wait behind that little mesh curtain that
yes.
they have on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting there since last Friday, and apparently they ran out of time, and they didn't get to me.
Didn't get to you. Are you sure you didn't walk out or something?
I went out to lunch about 12:15.
Well, that's when the show was on.
Is that a videotape show?
No, I think they do it live, sir.
Oh, well, that's...
And they probably called you and you weren't even here.
My sister was supposed to be one of the guests on the show, and I was supposed to surprise her with her brother from Toledo. Well, you see, I know no one here in town.
I see.
And I have no way to get back to Toledo.
Instead of being the surprise guest, you are the surprised guest.
Well, I mean, I just like to be,
They usually pay your transportation both ways, sir.
Well, they have the ticket and they send the show back, the package.
Well, fine. How's your thumb, sir? Very good.
Fine. How's your ear?
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Monday evening again, in time for the Joy Boys program. Another week of fun and frolic here from the beautiful Studio 3. Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here. It looks pretty... Hey, that's enough.
A little cymbal applause.
The chorus is waiting to be on again for the end of the show. That's Bobby Sheffin over there. That's the very lovely Arthur Page.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am.
Putting some more oil in his slob. Why didn't you buy a car like a normal American? Just put gas...
But I'm not a normal American.
Got a six-pack. You look like you're on a Metrical kick. Man.
Yeah, or something else.
Yeah, something else. And we want to welcome to our show a gentleman who is new to the, not to the broadcasting industry, but he's a new engineer.
Well, he's been to the transmitter for many years.
1932, this man set up the microphones for the Hoover when he left after the bit with Roosevelt.
I've been back in the studio since.
This is Ed Johnson. Who is
How do you do?
Summertime board rider. Ed, you got quite a grip on you there, fella.
Yes, well, I used to twisting them dials out the transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not used to the, what do you call this place, the studio?
The studio. This is a radio studio.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that it? What is it, though? What do they
well,
got
this
here?
Is where we do our broadcasting.
Oh, broadcasting, yes.
Yeah, that's right. See over there? That's a microphone.
A what?
That's right here.
What do you do with that?
You talk into it.
Oh, hello
not
there.
You, not you. Oh. We talk into it.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, see, and see the wire over here?
Yeah, I noticed that, yes.
Well, see, the wire runs into the, to the board over here.
To the board over there.
And see Bobby over there on the board?
Yes, I see
Don't
Bobby.
Don't wave at him. He knows you're in here.
I see, yeah. Well, what's that big round plate there with the thing? It looks like a pancake on it.
Oh, that's the record turntable. That's
a
the record player.
Turntable.
Turntile? Turntable.
A turntable.
You put the records on that.
It's pretty cute, you know.
Yeah,
you can put that in your dining room there and have the food come around you.
Would be laughs.
Yes, a lot of lazy Susan, they could call it.
Yeah. That's a telephone over there.
A what?
Telephone.
Who invented that?
Alexander Graham Sarnoff.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know there was such a thing. That's wonderful. Yeah. Science is wonderful. Yeah.
See that thing over there?
Hmm? Yeah. Who is
that? That's a chair.
A what?
It's a chair.
What do you do with
Sit
that?
Sit down in it.
I usually stand up myself. I don't know.
A chair. Yeah, sit down on a chair.
Say, that's very nice. You don't even have to cross your legs.
We're trying to get him used to the radio studio. He's been away a long time.
Got to get me used to civilization. I've been out there for so long.
We have an award on this program.
What do we have? Oh, we forgot to tell him what's coming up, didn't we?
Oh, all right. You tell him what's coming up.
Your contract.
Yes.
No,
I don't think it's going to be renewed. We're taking you to Charlie Nemo's Dance Band Remote at a beautiful Piccolo Palace in downtown Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jim Simpleton will be there to cover opening day at a ball game today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Arthur Codfish will be here.
Yes. Now the award.
The taxicab drivers of Washington have just voted you and me the two biggest hacks in radio.
That's pretty good. Wait, just a moment.
What's that, Ed?
What are you pointing your hand for, though?
Well, you see, this means a cue. Like that.
Oh, I thought that's what you played pool with. I didn't know.
Hugh Faisenbecker, the chorus.
Hey. Now, thank you very much, Lemon Sisters and Larry Looper.
Good night, everybody.
There goes Lou Crosby. And that was by request there. Lawrence Welk and Calcutta. Very nice record here.
Each time that we get our chance, we have sent our WRC roving reporter and also a little to what they call remote gear in the radio business out to one of the night spots in Washington to bring you the live dance music of one of the fine bands. Of course, this being Cherry Blossom Week around the nation's capital, many exciting things happening. So we take you now to the beautiful Cherry Pink Piccolo Room in downtown Northwest Washington, 1313 13th Street, and the live music with Charlie Nemo, our staff reporter. Come in, Charlie.
We're on. All right, Ben. Go ahead, fellas. From the beautiful Piccolo Palace in Washington, it's the music of Walter Mellon and his Rhino. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the beautiful Piccolo Palace in downtown Washington, D.C., with the gala crowd here, left over from Cherry Blossom Week, it's time to have some stimulating music from Walter Mellon and his Rhino. Willard, are you hearing me all right?
Well, I'm clear back in the studio and glad to have the music with us today. So you tell the band to strike it up and let's have some good live music again.
As soon as we get the band back on the stand here, there seems to be a... Where's Walter? Where's Walter Mellon? Walter?
Come with the show being too long.
Back up. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a little problem here. We had a big show and the show ran over. We had the two fine progressive singing groups, the vocal groups, the Low Highs and the Four Juniors. And they were here and so that made the show run approximately 2.5 hours, during which time the band was, they weren't on the stand. They were in the next room there in the lounge. Fellas, you ready to play yet? Come on. Here comes Walter Mellon now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Walter Mellon now.
All right. Hey, Rich. Good evening, radio audience. And let's hear it big with the orchestra.
Walter.
2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and 1.
Walter, watch how you're waving that baton around. You're going to hit somebody with it.
Ow! It's the live music of Walter Mellon and his Mellon Heads from the beautiful Pink Palace in downtown Washington.
Walter, that's it, Ed. What's the matter?
Well, we've had a few laughs there. We were waiting so long to go on over there to the lounge that we didn't get a chance to...
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I'm afraid we're going to have to switch back to the studio. Walter Mellon and the boys seem to be a little under the weather. So, better luck next time. This is Charlie Nemo, and now back to our studio.
Let's make our show shorter.
I'll get by.
Keely Smith singing for you the song called I'll Get By. That's a very nice old ballad. The Joy Boys for Monday night, Scott and Walker from WRC, AM and FM in Washington.
Now, hear this.
You belong on Brannock. Hey, you belong on Brannock. My Brannock, my Brannock.
Treat yourself to Brannock's special kind of hospitality. Discover for yourself how much fun flying can be.
Fly Braniff International Airways. Enjoy nonstop silver service elegance to Dallas. 2 flights daily. Convenient connections for Houston and San Antonio. Remember, you belong on Braniff.
Hey.
Now, you want to introduce our next...
Today was opening day of the baseball season, 1961. President Kennedy was out there to throw out that first ball. And within 5 minutes after the first ball was thrown out, the Washington Senators went on with the Chicago White Sox to one of the most exciting opening day games in Washington baseball history. Of course, it was a brand new team for Washington. And to cover that special report, our own WRC sportscaster, Jim Simpleton, was out there at the stadium. Come in, Jim Simpleton.
Sport fans, this is Jim Simpleton speaking to you from the baseball park. A little windy here for the opening day of baseball in the nation's capital for this year. And I must say, I don't editorialize too much on the air, but I'm afraid, sport fans, that today I'm going to have to bawl you Washingtonians out. I'm a little sorry the way the crowds came out to root our new Washington Senators on, because after all, we have a brand new team this year, and I think it's a little disconcerting to know that we didn't have anybody show up here today. Boy, it's cold out here. And I want to say one thing, Willard, back at the studio there, that it kind of was disheartening for the players, because when the crowd didn't show up, the team didn't even show up. So you know that things are getting off to a pretty bum start in this baseball season for 1961.
Jim Willard back in the studio. I something's wrong because I heard the entire opening game myself. And, I mean, I don't quite understand what you're talking about. There was the biggest crowd that's ever attended an opening day game, and the team was terrific. The Senators almost won.
All I know is that there's just a few workmen standing around out here, and there doesn't seem to be a baseball fan in sight, Willard, and I'm a little disappointed about the whole thing, kind of down in the mouth, as a matter of fact.
Well, Jim, I can't believe that Griffith Stadium is empty. I think there's something wrong down there. The story that you're sending back to us apparently is a false report. Now,
did you say Griffith Stadium? Well, I'm down here at the new stadium that's just going up, you know, and it's a great big place. And George, nobody showed up. I guess they're supposed to be at Griffith. I must have gone to the wrong ballpark, Willard. For goodness sake, isn't that embarrassing? Well, this is Jim Simpleton. I guess I'll try to do better. I'm going back to the minor leagues, I think.
Another WRC sports highlight with Jim Hamilton reporting the new stadium instead of Griffith Stadium where the game was actually played.
Go get him, Frank. Yeah. Woo. There you go. That's from Frank's new album there with Johnny Mandel in the orchestra. I sound like Mac McGarry when I do that, don't I?
You never sound like Mac.
I had a song that's called Be Careful, It's My Heart. So right ahead here, McGarry till midnight. Cut. Time for our next bit. Go.
And now, Gherkins, the greatest name in hand lotion, brings you author Codfish Time. Gherkins Lotion, made with pickle juice, brings you author Codfish. Here he is, author, the old pickle puss himself, Codfish.
Laughing, it's called the Laughing Polka. I was
very
up
lovely.
In, shut
lyric.
Up, like talk.
I like the lyric, author.
I was up in Pottstown. You know, it's funny how all those things are all together up there.
Yes, author.
Johnstown,
yes.
Pottstown, Chambersburg, all in the same neighborhood. It's called the old Pottstown Polka.
Yes, all right. Did you have a nice weekend, all
right? Gee, we had a nice time. The family wasn't up there for a change. We really had a ball.
Swinging weekend.
Charlie, there's some nice folks up there. I met Petey Crotch, the noodle man, and we had some noodles.
That's wonderful, all right. Yes, indeed, all right.
Charlie's nice. Pennsylvania Dutch country. The nicest... friendliest people in the world.
You ever notice the unusual colloquialisms they have, author, like throw Papa down the stairs, his hat, and raise the window down?
It's nice. They're quaint. The people are quaint.
Yes, that's the word, author. Quaint.
Quaint,
yes.
quaint people and friendly and the... son of a gun, the best food I've ever tasted.
Oh, yes, Arthur, yes.
Golly, it's nice food.
You put on a few pounds, I bet you are.
I think I gained a few. Well, who's a little dry up there, though, I must say. That's the
well, Arthur, we have a brand new sponsor here today, as I mentioned earlier, Gherkins.
Who's paying the bill for this quarter
the
hour?
The Gherkins people who make a wonderful hand lotion, Arthur, made out of pickle juice and guaranteed to
take care of all your skin problems on your hands.
Here's a nice little bottle of Gherkin's.
Yes, we've all been liberally rubbing Gherkin's lotion onto our
hands. You can
hands
eat the pickles and save the juice and then apply a little juice. A little juice always seems to solve everything. Apply the juice to your hands and rub it in. Rub it like this.
Excuse me, Arthur, my hands are itching just a moment here.
What's the matter, Meatball?
I don't know. I use the Gherkin's.
Something has popped out on your finger there.
I have a rash on my hands, Arthur.
It's another little. It looks like a skin irritation.
Is it?
But apparently you're allergic to pickle oil.
Evidently so, Arthur. I don't understand. What's...
There's one on mine, by golly.
It's popping out all over your hands, Arthur.
Really, this is really itching me. Something fierce. I think we better...
Maybe it's true about pickles, Arthur. Maybe you do get warts from pickles. I think
I got a pickle wart. Looks just like my hand. Looks like a big dill pickle. It's got warts all over it.
It certainly does, Arthur.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to do.
Can you play the ukulele with the irritation on your hand?
I'll play it with my elbow. Let me just try this. I like a wart on the tip of my hand. I like it. Whoops, there we busted the CD.
I didn't think you could play it, Arthur.
Well, I put the old... I try again. Don't forget to join us again next week when we'll... He's scratching another one away. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye, everybody.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
That does it for the Joy Boys program for Monday evening. Till tomorrow, this is Willard Scott.
This is Ed Walker.
They like to switch things around.
We'd like to thank the following people who made tonight's program possible.
Bob and Ray.
Frank and Jackson.
And Clavin and Finch.
And Sacco and Vanzetti. This program was transcribed. Say hello, Charlie.
This is Charles Stafford saying hello, Charlie. And this program is heard overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons on to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Hear the pause that refreshes tonight on the Mac McGarry Show over NBC.
Come on, will you please play the chorus?
No, man.
3, 2, 1. I think we're on the air, aren't we?
That was a nice countdown there.
I used to work part-time at Cape Canaveral.
Really?
I noticed your tan. Down there.
Noticed your tan, and I was wondering where you got it.
It's man tan, I must confess. I've been, heavy winter, we didn't get much.
Listen, before we start out this evening, there's a little memo here that we have a commercial that has got to go as close to the 7 o'clock news as possible, so I think we best read the commercial.
I imagine
for the theme.
It's a fixed position spot.
Yes, they requested this particular time. So
explain to the people, they pay more when they get a fixed position.
That's right, and if they expect a specific time, they pay for it.
That's right.
And they pay it and they want it, so if you'd read this commercial, I'd be much obliged so we can get in with the program.
Is this it?
Yeah, right there.
The same film company that gave us Banzai in the Moonlight now presents, in its Washington premiere, the world-acclaimed Japanese film Fire and the Dragon. See Fire...
Excuse me, boy. George Greaseball here, radio sales.
Yeah, George.
Haven't read the Fire and the Dragon commercial yet, have you?
I was just reading
the
commercial for Fire and the Dragon.
Oh, well,
new Japanese flick now.
Yeah, well, there's been a last-minute cancellation there. Pull that copy and don't read that.
I've already read it.
Well, I'm sorry you did that, because they're not going to pay for it. It seems that they sent the wrong print of the movie over here, and it's a Japanese dialogue with Arabic subtitles in there. It's they're using it, it's
what
one of those... It doesn't make any sense.
We got the Cairo print?
Yes, the one that they made up over there in Cairo, and the... Well, as a matter of fact, the movie critics in the newspapers are having psychiatric help as a result of seeing it.
I guess it's these Arabic things.
Well, it looks kind of weird. Yes.
You
see a kamikaze pilot talking in Arabic, it just doesn't,
Okay, we'll scratch. Would you take it off the log, too, Ed?
Yes, okay.
And play the theme while you're at it. Bye, George.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
We chase electrons to and fro.
It's time for the Joy Boys program for Monday evening. And
as you can tell, the house is not exactly loaded.
I expected truth or consequences. That's
this is the only show on radio with built-in static. We, even though it's not storming outside, we want you to know that we have a machine that makes static, so it sounds like you've got a cheap radio. You hear that? Isn't that wonderful?
You're on FM. You can have static.
That's
now.
Right. This is
I'm working on it, John. If you just get your cotton picking hands off the equipment here, I'm
this
trying to
is
pick.
A
Ed oven. Johnson's my name at your service bar, and I'm here to tell you that we're going to pass some chitlins over here, will you?
This static is another service of RCA.
Yes, all right. Yeah. You just get your cotton picking mouth shot, I'll get it fixed.
Okay.
There,
well,
you hear me?
Thank you.
You hear me?
Ed's one of our new engineers.
Push us back out the transmitter.
I think you are.
I wish there was.
We all are. Well, anyway, tonight's show is again transcribed for legal purposes, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good one. Bobby Chenton, our Chinese engineer, is here.
Harry Mason is sitting in on the show this evening, I understand.
That's right.
Or is it Matt Mason Perry? I'm a distant relative.
Oh. He works at a rock station down in Atlanta. And also, we have a very lovely, who is Art Page?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And he's gotten two fan letters from some Swedes. They really
bought that car.
They love him. He's big in Nierzp in Pirsk.
Yeah, also, yeah, sure.
And then, of course, the very lovely Ed Johnson, who is our new man here.
You're working on it.
Oh, swell, Ed. Keep it up there. Oh, sweet.
What do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Voo Voo is Swedish, too. I don't know. Is that a poem?
Oh, that's no, that's a new car that they have over there.
Look, Ingermar Bergman, or whatever her name is, she really set a thing here, didn't she, when she brought her cars.
What do we have coming up on the program here?
Tonight's show, the NBC Halls will be our spot. We'll stop by and chat with some of the people who are visiting with us today in the halls.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're going to interview two brothers, the Bobbsey twins, they call themselves.
I see.
And finally, Robin Hood of Rockery Park.
Do we
have an award?
Yes, we do have an award. As a matter of fact, the workers at Fort Knox have just voted us, the Joy Boys, the two biggest gold bricks in radio.
Let's add...
You want me to work on the equipment or play the record? I can't do everything.
Well, why don't you play the record? Whoops.
Hey. Get me to the church on time. That's called, done by Les Brown and the orchestra. That's real nice music in the evening here. And now my partner, Willard Scott, has adjourned out into the corridors of NBC, where we always have a goodly number of people taking the tour. Or is it... The T-U-R-E? Yes, all right. And so we switch to Willard Scott out in the NBC halls. Now, Willard?
Willard Scott in the NBC hall, speaking to you as we travel around here, chatting, as it were, with some various visitors who are popping in during Cherry Blossom Week here. Let me just move the microphone over here just a little bit. You might hear the music in the background there that indicates our traveling music. Standing here with my microphone, first of all, a very charming couple, a lady with a very dappled little flowered hat on her head, and her husband with a nice tweed coat on. You
hey,
are,
Dan.
You folks are...
Let's see here. I came
here. Fossil.
Fossil. Fred Fossil is my name.
Freda.
That's right, yes. Freda Fossil. Fred. Yes.
Very nice to have you here at NBC.
Nice to be here, I must say.
Where are you folks from?
We're from Florida.
Whoa, the sunshine.
Yes, we are from Marine Land down in that area, Florida.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I feed the porpoises.
You're a porpoise?
Are they porpoise? I'm not sure which is the...
Plural.
Porpoise, yes. I'm the porpoise feeder at Marine Land in Florida.
No doubt we've seen you on television many times. You throw the...
I throw the food right out there, and the porpoise goes after it, you know, and it's quite delicate work, really.
I notice in some of these films that these porpoise or porpoise?
Well, it's optional, I think.
Well, the optional leaps up in the air about 30 feet.
I didn't mean that. Actually.
Oh,
well, a different species altogether.
Well, it's nice to...
Ignorance.
Nice to chat with you
well,
all.
It's nice to be here. By the way, can I have a piece of gum, please?
I have some gum here.
Well, that's all right. I'll give her the gum. That's
okay.
Right. All right, Freda, get down on your hands and knees.
Yes, I'll
get back about 20 feet. Okay, now I'll throw it to you. Ready? Good girl. You caught it. Fine. There you are.
Moving on down the hall now. Eddie, why don't you take the microphone?
Okay, walking down here, I see a man with a beard and... cracking his knuckles and looks very... Sir, can we have a word with you, please?
Anti-disestablishment terrorism.
Thank you for that word. Now, actually, what I meant was, can we talk to you? Can we interview you?
Hi, Poops the Doodle.
Hi. What is your name, sir?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Crazy.
Seems to me that I've seen you around here someplace. Do you work in the Washington area?
Yes, man. I play the bongo drums at the Zen Den.
Oh,
we
Zen.
Are union, so get your hands on
oh,
my label.
Oh, I see. You play the bongos?
That is correct.
Well, that's very
man,
interesting.
This place is really for a round tube. This is a square joint.
I take it then, sir, that you are rather a...
Man.
Yes.
The only man who is even near being a hip around here is that McGarry you have
that's
on the...
McGarry.
Yeah.
And he is bordering on the...
He approaches 18th century swing, but I mean, he's not even in this age.
Oh,
he is close.
Have you ever
those
heard
other
the,
creeps? Oh yeah,
the old granddad show.
Oh yeah. Mercy, ancient history. Yes.
Well, thank you for knocking our station, sir, and I hope you'll be very happy.
I take my bongo
and beat it. Yes, thank you, sir. Now, Willard, I think you have a. He is too. He's taking his bongos and beating them. Willard,
this guy's got a mangy-looking beard, but we're moving on down. A very lovely couple here, very very dapper, distinguished-looking. And yes, you
sir.
Folks are...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing? From Arosta County, Maine, sir.
Oh, from Maine. Maniac.
I beg your pardon, sir. That's
you all are mad. That cool local.
We're from Arosta County.
Yes, ma'am. And yes. Your name are Mr. and Mrs. Jonathan Alden. It's
Alden.
A...
Alden, yes, sir.
And what are you doing in town?
Just visiting.
Fine.
Visiting here in town. We're so tired of visiting Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, Rhode Island.
You're regional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, tell me just exactly what do you folks do about
it? We count the ballots in Arosta County every 4 years.
What's your occupation?
That's it. We're vote counters. Yes, sir. Every 4 years, go to the county seat, count the votes, and that's it.
In between the 3 years,
vacation.
You visit the...
Visit all around, yes. Right.
Fine. Well, it's been nice.
We're wealthy.
Yes,
wealthy.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Oh, here's something in your pocket. Here's a vote for Nixon in here. Did you...
must have been one I forgot. I don't know if it made a difference or not. I guess we better get back, honey, and check out on that.
We've been chatting with people in our hall now. For all of us here at NBC, we would like you to come by and visit us sometime and say hello to us. Now back to our studio and the next musical selection on our program, I think.
Guess I'll have to dream...
Eileen Rogers, and I guess I'll have to dream the rest. Commercial time on the Joy Boys show right now.
Here's a word from one of our favorites. Thank you.
You belong on Brannock. Say, you belong on Brannock. By Brannock, by Brannock.
Treat yourself to Brannock's special kind of hospitality. Discover for yourself how much fun flying can be.
Fly Braniff International Airways. Enjoy nonstop silver service elegance to Dallas. 2 flights daily. Convenient connections for Houston and San Antonio. Remember, you belong on Braniff.
Recently, here at NBC, we acquired a new night watchman service, and we'd like for you to meet these gentlemen. They are keeping the vigil late at night here at NBC when the rest of us are home asleep. And there's a story connected with these fellas, and we'd like for you to meet them. They're two brothers. Sir, would you like to act as the spokesman here? What is your name?
My name is Bob Bobsey.
My name is Bert Bobsey.
We call ourselves
the Bobsey Twins.
Yeah.
I see. And you fellows, according to what I have here, are successful businessmen. You're not really elderly men, middle-aged, I suppose.
No,
What business were you in?
We were railroaders.
Railroaders?
We worked for the railroad.
And you got out of the railroad business and...
At 60. Mm-hmm.
And you started to retire?
Well, we sort of decided we didn't want to retire, see. We were still able-bodied, and we wanted a little work. So we... Hey, Bert.
Bert. Oh, excuse
so
me.
We got
you ask me a question? No, I was talking to your brother.
Well, leave me alone then. We organized this night watchman service.
That's right. You see, we decided that it would be a nice thing for us to do. We could still have days to go golfing and fishing and... Bob?
Who do you?
Come on. Oh, the man is trying to interview us here.
Who?
You fellas are a night watchman?
That's right.
What time do you go on duty?
We got about 4 big business.
Well, Gina,
Bert, we...
Bert! Oh, excuse me.
Man may ask us questions after it's all over.
I think you've answered all the questions we have. It's very obvious that you guys are not capable of being watchmen here.
Will you wake up? I have to explain. The problem is, see, we don't get going good till about midnight, and we start to groove then, you see. We don't go on duty yet, so if you don't mind... Let him sleep. Let's have some music while we wheel him out of here.
There you have it, Breezing Along with the Breeze, done by the Skipjacks. Now, the National Broadcasting Company presents the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
The exciting adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park and his band of merry men. Today's exciting episode entitled Culinary Cuisine. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the park. Robin and his band of men ride up to a cluster of bushes.
Now, men, I have gathered you all together this evening because we are embarking on a new business venture.
Hey, Robin.
It's about time that we went into the business world. Smart men as we should be able to do very well. I've been noticing in the paper, gentlemen, that there are so many new restaurants in the area, like the Pen and the Fork and the Sword and the Spoon and the Dish and the Cup and the Poke and the Mouth, all these very exclusive restaurants where they serve the authentic foods.
Aye, Robin. The city of Washington is slowly becoming a very cosmopolitan town with all these fine restaurants, right, man?
Thank you to watch your language there, Friar Tuck. This is a family show.
Aye, Robin. What are you going to do now, Robin?
We are opening a new restaurant, Friar Tuck. We're calling it the Flint and the Steel. We will build our fire the way the Boy Scouts and the campers do, with flint and steel, striking it together, and that way we will get our fires going. And now I see that we already have done a little advertising. We have people waiting outside to get our food.
All right, Robin, let's go back in the kitchen and cook dinner.
Let's go.
And so Robin Hood and his band of merry men went back in the kitchen to prepare food. Within the hour, 1,500 guests had gathered, all excited and waiting to try this new cuisine, the flint and the steel. As our story reopens, we find ourselves back in the kitchen, and apparently Robin has had some problems.
I can't seem to get the fire started here with the flint and the steel. For some reason, it just doesn't want to start. Are there many people outside waiting for dinner, Friar Tuck?
Robin, there's about 1,500 people outside, and they're all getting anxious to eat.
They're getting a little impatient, are they? Oh, yes, I hear them. I hear them. Sound like they're just about hitched up to a riot there, Friar Tuck.
Robin, we can't get this flint and steel to fire, so we can't even get a fire going to fix these steaks.
Little John, come here. Right away, Little John. I have a big job for you, Little John. You must not fail me. Take all of this meat, run it down to the nearest restaurant, and have them cook it for you and bring it back right away.
Aye, good for good speed, Little John, and good luck to you.
You'll never know the difference.
Robin, I can't get this flint to work at all, and Little John's been gone for 2 days.
I think he liked it at the restaurant. They gave him a job as a waiter over there, and...
Look, there's a friendly little Boy Scout over there. See if you can't get him to help us out.
Sure. I can light fires with flint and steel. I do it all the time. Here, give it here.
Let's see.
Here you go.
He uses a cigarette lighter, Robin.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, I think that does it for another day here on the Joy Boys program. Till tomorrow, then, this is Ed Walker.
Well, it's got here thanking little Bobby Shetton, Martha Page,
yeah.
Little drops of water, little grains of sand. Also, Ed Johnson.
Yeah, thank you, son.
Charlie
yeah.
Stafford says,
this program, for some strange reason unbeknownst to yours truly, is being heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio.
The Mac McGarry Show turns into a circus tonight on NBC.
Look, Eddie, I hope that you don't think I'm being rude.
Well, I'm sorry that...
She's your kid.
Yeah, well, you see, Nancy had a women's club meeting tonight, and she asked me if I'd keep Susan here. Well, it was just for a half hour while we do the show. What can she do?
Wait a minute. What place does a three-year-old little girl have in a radio studio?
Well, I can't leave her at home alone. You know...
But she's banging on the control room
honey, don't,
window.
Don't hammer on the control room window with your lollipop stick, baby. That's
she's
going to
bother Ed Johnson, the engineer, too.
Listen, honey, I got to run a show here now. Would you stop that? Don't play mumbly-peg on the turntable.
You see what I mean, Ed? You can't have a little three-year-old girl in here and make her behave herself. Now, why don't you send her up with the reception?
I'm getting away from the... You'll probably get a shock over there.
Don't hit the girl, Art. She's just a little
girl.
She's only three.
I'll tell you, I don't know. I wish, actually, that I could have gotten a babysitter. I tried, but it was just not... What does she want now? Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Just a minute.
Oh,
Susan,
she's going to make noise.
Just you wait here, Willard. I'm going to see if I can find out what she wants. Just a minute.
Don't get me wrong, folks. What, I mean, she's only a little girl, 3 years old, but, I mean, she has no place in this radio studio like this.
I don't think anybody will care.
Not while we're babysitting.
That's all right.
I mean, you know, we're on the air. We're doing a record show.
She, you don't mind if she want to go to Al Ross's studio and, you know, sort of fool around with a piano over there. Does anybody care about that?
No, that's okay.
I don't care.
Studio.
Yeah, put her in Studio 1.
All right.
She can amuse herself over there.
As long as she's in there, we can...
I see it, but I don't believe it.
Well, she's always had an interest in the piano. I guess maybe we ought to start giving her a lesson, don't you think?
I think we ought to start signing her up to a contract with the station. The kid is...
Swing it out, honey. That's great.
Your kid is terrific, really, I...
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Eddie, I think you better unloosen the gag.
Wow, she fooled us all. It was a piano roll in there. I thought she was doing that.
I couldn't believe a kid three could play
like
that.
Keep her out of mischief some way.
Yeah.
I'll take the gag out, honey. All right. Why don't you go watch Tombstone Territory here on Channel 4. Come on, Bob.
Yeah, send her to TV. They haven't had any trouble since yesterday.
Now, it's time for the Joy Boys program here. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here. Looks pretty good. I see Arthur Page has his sports cap on.
Yeah, that's right.
Bobby Shedden has his hair done up real nice there, and Miss Foolie curls. He's looking beautiful there. Notice these TVs really getting them. And Ed Johnson's wearing black today and an armband around.
It was 100 years ago today that it all started at Fort Sumter.
What all started?
My great-great-granddaddy was down there.
What do you mean?
He had the first shot at Fort... I mean, he fired the first shot at...
I think you're right the first time.
Fort Sumter.
Take off your black armband.
It ain't over yet.
No, just sit down and rest yourself.
Kneel and uncover, boy. Show some reverence here.
Stand by with a record, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yes.
Our show looks pretty good today. We've got Miss Janitor coming up here, the Unmentionables. And finally, the 23rd running of the Lorelei International, the great pacemaker over at Lorelei Race Course.
Should be a very thrilling show, and...
The door's about to, see?
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Jonathan Apple time again.
Jonathan Apple is our...
Care to say amen?
Amen. Jonathan Apple is our poet laureate here at NBC, and hallelujah, brother.
I am not Zsa Zsa Gabor. I'm Jonathan Apple, and I thrill to the core.
Here. Jonathan, have you a poem for our WRC listeners?
Some people prefer grapes or figs. But I just like to eat black twigs.
Here.
With apples, you see, they're
on black twigs. Well, I think you're in a rut, so why don't you forget?
Some people listen to the Joy Boys to get their yaks. I just go home and eat bagels and lox.
There, that's more right. Like the old spirit. Let him help him out, will you, Bobby?
Yes. Oh, gentlemen.
Ed, would you...
What's that?
Play the first. Kind of slow for him.
Are you going to play the Yellow Rose of Texas today, anything?
We'll see if we can find it in the library.
Dixie, anything like that?
Are we playing this for the sales department or something?
That blue and mellow.
I think we got the wrong cut.
I'm sure we got the wrong cut.
Ed, take this one off, fella.
Let me take this off.
Right. My heart just isn't with it today.
Yeah, just take it off.
Take it off, Ed.
And switch it over to the next cut. That's wonderful. Well, the thing of it is, I mean, that's the type of music you play on Lee Clayton's Hour of...
Give myself.
That's our music.
There, Percy Clayton on the orchestra. That's called Go, Go, Pogo.
That's it. That's what it's called.
Walt Kelly and his Royal Canadian.
I don't write them. I just read them.
I don't think you read them. I think you write them. I think you got the reverse order there.
Yeah, well.
Looks pretty good to...
Bob, you dropped your billy club on the...
Your false ear fell off, Bob. Now, that's terrible.
I have never seen a bunch of guys like this. Engineers with blackjacks and zip guns. I didn't know.
They're organized. These guys are... You know the creed of the NBC engineers, ready for anything. E pluribus Rogers, I think.
Yes,
so. So, looks pretty bobacious. Hey,
pretty what?
It's about bobacious. It's about that time again.
Bobacious.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go. Bok Choy, the greatest name in imported chow mein, brings you the exciting weather forecast brought to you by the lively and scintillating Miss Janitor, WRC Radio's own weather girl. The spring of the earth, the beauty of the sky. Here comes the girl with a great big black eye. Not in her glass booth, but calling up by long-distance telephone. It's time now for Washington's own weather girl, Miss Janitor.
Fontainebleau, Cypress Gardens, the Everglades, Sebring, Orlando, baseball training camps, and all that jazz. Are my 3 minutes up yet?
Excuse me, Miss Janitor. This is Willard back in the studio.
Hello, Willard, back in the studio. This is Miss Janitor.
What are you doing in Florida and why?
Having a ball, thank you. I'm down here. I got so sick and tired of the cold Washington weather. I decided to get away from it all, so I'm vacationing on the beach at Miami.
Well, I can't say that I blame you, ma'am. We're hoping that something will break up here soon.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling us, Miss Janitor.
I see my time is up. I'd best be getting out of this phone booth now. So if you don't mind, Excuse me, somebody called the house detective. I'm locked in the phone booth. Willard, can you send somebody down here to get me out of here?
And so we say farewell to Miss Janitor, who's locked in her phone booth in Miami, enjoying the wonderful summer sunshine, the small slit in the air hole coming through the phone company's own booth. Thank you. Join us again next time.
Hey, there you go. That's a very fine thing. Marge Dodson singing for you, This Can't Be Love.
But this can be pleasant, Eddie, if you do what we ask you to do.
Right.
Fry Brenup, the very finest airlines in the business. And here with a message in song and words is a word from Brenup Airlines.
You belong on Brenup. Hey, you belong on Brenup. Fly Brenup. Fly Brenup.
Treat yourself to Braniff's special kind of hospitality. Discover for yourself how much fun flying can be.
Fly Braniff International Airways. Enjoy nonstop silver service elegance to Dallas, 2 flights daily, and convenient connections for Houston and San Antonio. Remember, you belong on Braniff.
Whatever happened to Hop Harrigan?
I don't think he realized it, I think.
Glad to hear that.
Are we ready to go?
Stand by.
Thank you.
Now it's time for The Unmentionable, another Dizzy Boo production. Here is your narrator, Mr. Walter Walter.
Good evening, Mr. Miss America, all the ships at sea. Today, the exciting story on The Unmentionable, the Benjamin Pomponio story. The story of the biggest tycoon in the world of elastics in the entire history of bootleg days. The year was 1928. It was October 13th, the morning of that day. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the back of a large warehouse where Benzie Pomponio and a group of his thugs from Chicago's Lower East Side are talking about their next big job.
All right, boys, I got all the plans laid out here. Here's some of the big department stores we're going to hit. Here's Rose and Seabuck, Montgomery Munns, all of these big stores. You see, they sell all of these ladies' garments that are made out of elastic. What we do is hijack the garments, we sell the elastic, and we're rich.
Hey, boss, you sure are truly the girdle king of the entire underworld.
Yes, I could say that I'm the girdle king of the entire underworld. Yes, you're absolutely right.
I think the truck is coming down the road now. Come on outside
the way. Come on, boys.
Yeah, I'll stop the truck by standing out in the middle of the road and tell him I need help.
Hey, stop the truck. I need some help. I got a flat tire over here. Hey, just stop the truck.
Nice going, Luigi. They're stopping for you, yes. Who's that getting out of the truck?
Oh, I think it
looks like
agents.
Elliot Mess.
Get out of here, quick.
Come on.
Hold on. Hold on.
What are you
doing? Hold on, Pomponio.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want, Fed?
We know it's you.
Yeah, sure, it's me. I guess you saw the tattoo on my arm. Hey, Benjamin Pomponio, I'm proud of that.
No, we found out exactly how you operated this girdle-stealing business. You're under arrest by federal agents.
Wait a minute.
Put the handcuffs on him, boy.
Wait, fellas, wait. Mr. Mass, before you take me away, there's one question I want to know. Well, this kind of a rap, how many years can I get? How long, huh?
Pomponio?
Yes.
It's going to be a long stretch.
Well, who writes your material, man?
Same guy did the opening of the show.
And now, Benjamin Pomponio, for stealing girdles, was sent up the creek for 15 years. Quite a long stretch for a girdle theft.
That's a fellow named Larry Hovis. We're losing a crowd. It seems we started out with a studio full, and we're gradually dwindling them down here. Larry Hovis singing the song from Bells Are Ringing is called Just in Time. And I think we've mentioned before, this program is heard by our armed forces overseas. And if you are one of those fellows over there,
I'm on KP.
Well, if you're, well, no matter where you are, if you're listening, we'd like to hear from you. Just send a card to the Joy Boys, WRC, Washington 16, D.C. And we'll be happy to hear from you. Okay?
It's about that time, Eddie, to switch us out now to the beautiful Lorelei race course outside of Washington, okay?
All right, let's
go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, racing fans, the king of sports, stand by for the very exciting 23rd running this afternoon of the Lorelei International, the Pacemaker Race. Brian Steam is going to bring you the actual running of this race today, worth over $500,000, a first featuring five horses running the entire mile and a quarter. Coming up on our racing today, it should look like this. Number one, Pattern Plus, owned by Derry Stable, ridden by Porcupine. Horse number two, Ring-a-ding-do, owned by Ring-a-ding-ding, and ridden by F. Sinatra. Number three, Satellite Saul, owned by the Beagle Stable, ridden by Eddie R. Murrow. Number four, Orthophonic, owned by the Victor Stable, ridden by A&R Mann. And the number five horse, Champion, owned by Double Mint Farms, ridden by G. Autry. Now, stepping up here to the microphone to take away today's exciting purse is Brian Steam. Brian.
Thank you very much, Perry Mutual. This is Brian Steam up here now. The horses are approaching the starting gate. Steady there. Steady. Orthophonic is putting up a little bit of... And they're off! There they go. And first turn. There they go. It's Ring-a-ding Ding taking the lead now. There's Orthophonic a couple of lengths behind. And there's Patrick Watts up there. That's number one. And number two is around the first turn. Number three, pulling out by one length. And number four is dragging by. There comes number two by the broadcasting booth. Perhaps you can hear him go by. They're approaching the second half turn now. Everybody, here they come around again, ladies and gentlemen. And it looks like it's going to be number two, Ring-a-ding-do all the way. He's coming around there. He ought to have this race sewed up. He's leading the other horse. Wait a minute. Something is happening here. Over the finish line first. It's the fourth time. Here he goes.
Let's get down and talk to the fella who has sort of disrupted this race. Let's get down and switch now to Perry Mutual down on the track.
Perry Mutual down on the track here, standing by. This is truly the most dramatic and unusual event to take place at the 23rd running of this wonderful international here. And standing out of the sports car is little Benji Sue from outside of Rockville. Here, Benji.
How do you do? Howdy. How are you?
Pretty exciting. It's the first time a sports car's ever run this race and won.
Well, I think I made a mistake here. I'm supposed to be over at the Marlboro Race Course. Ain't that where I am?
Well, you're at the International RLI Handicap Pacemaker. You just won $500,000.
Is that a fact? I beat all of us. All them horses out on the track sort of shook me up there. Give me a little start, you know. I got a little shook there. I'm not used to racing against horses, I'm surprised.
Well, you've done it again. $500,000. All the other horse owners are a little unhappy, but nonetheless, it was like a big day for you and your family. And congratulations from all of us here at the broadcasting
program. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mutual. I appreciate it.
Here's your check for $500,000. Good luck all the way down the line. We'll see you later on. Now back to our studio.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
I see we've put the cap on another one here. Until tomorrow, then, this is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here, thanking little Bobby Shepard. With Larson Page.
Yeah.
And Colonel Ed Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Cottonhead Johnson. Thank you very much. Join us again tomorrow when Charlie Stafford will be heard to say at the same time.
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Eddie Walker's grandmother is heard to say after she hears her boy has a number one rating in radio.
Thanks, Grandma.